This is a sad fucking song. We'll be lucky if I don't bust out crying.
This is real. This is Sid Sauter. You're listening to the Too Much Rock podcast number 66. We started things off this week with Squirrel Song by Shellac. That's off their album Thousand Hertz that came out in 2000 on Touch and Go. Why am I playing something old? Well, I just got it, and that's how it works here at the Too Much Rock podcast. And I got it because a few weeks ago, like podcast 54 or something, I played something from the new Shellac album, and then I went back to find my favorite Shellac song, which is Squirrel Song, and realized I don't even own that CD. Once I must have owned it on vinyl and then sold the vinyl. So I picked up the CD, and when I pick up a CD, I have to play it for you guys. And lucky for both of us that I did. Sorry I didn't make a podcast last week. With the holidays and such, I was traveling and visiting friends in the Northwest, and so I didn't get around to it, but I've got one for you now. I'm going to record one for next week, even though I'm traveling again. Yay for travel. Boo for me not actually having work. But hey, that's how it works. Anyway, let's continue things on here. This is something from the new pop, Matt Pond PA. The song is Locate the Pieces.
Flashlights make spots in the dark and we'll chase them. The green glow of lightning bugs in the night start the sky bending sidelong. The hardest part is trying to hold on. I do believe that our hearts are received beyond the rust. Color reads as glimpses of blueness. Lately I can't recognize what's right from what is wrong. strips us down to the bone and we bear it. I'll watch your shoulders feeding the deer in the afternoon sun. The hardest part is shoulders that move on. Lately I don't know what I could want from anyone. Flashes of blueness.
Crushing. that we come from.
We don't belong.
Somewhere, someplace, heroes breathe again.
We don't belong.
That is iSynthesist with the song Don't Belong, off the album Art of Survival. iSynthesist is Chris Iannuzzi from New York, and I believe that album is released on his own label, Satellite Symphonics, in November of this year. It's one of the albums sent to me by my promo folks, and it very much is very Night Zareb or Die Warsaw. You know, they made that up. How am I supposed to know how to pronounce it? It doesn't mean anything. It's not German. That's not a German anyway. Before that was Susie Sue with the song About to Happen from her new album Manta Ray that came out on Universal Records in September of this year. And it's an okay offering. I mean, she doesn't make a fool out of herself, so that's a plus. And we started the set off with Matt Pond PA with the song Locate the Pieces off his new album Last Light. It came out on Altitude Records in September of this year and is a very solid offering, as always, with great songs. He may be the Jackson Brown of our time, but I just like them. What can I say? Coming up next, I have a track by Cannon Blue. This is called Target Practice.
Toss and turn through sleepless nights to fail to bring me rest. A stomach full. When I open up my mouth, nothing.
better ways to
Isn't that lovely? That is the Most Serene Republic with the song Present of Future End on their new album Population. It came out in October on Arts and Crafts Record, a band out of Ontario. Of course, they're Canadian, otherwise they wouldn't be on Arts and Crafts, right? You may remember, if you're a longtime listener, I played something from the band on the podcast number 2, like 2 years ago or something. So, yeah, sticking with the old timers. Actually, that album is very good. The band's coming to town, and I sure hope to catch them. Before that, I played something from Cannon Blue, the song Target Practice off the album Colonies. That came out on Rum Racket Records in September of this year. I'm not sure how I found that band. Maybe they got a favorable review somewhere, and I just found it cheap and picked it up, but it's not really my thing. There's a lot of Radiohead, ambient, slow stuff there, and that isn't my bag, though I understand other people like Radiohead. No accounting for taste, I guess. I want to let you know it's the end of the podcast, so there's some important details here. This has been podcast number 66. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. We're going to end things off this week with the CD, The Best Northern Soul All-Nighter Ever. It's 2 CDs, 40 tracks, some rarities, as well as some big hits. And we're going to go straight for the big hits. This is a song by Chuck Woods called 7 Days Too Long. And I'm playing this because it's a friend of mine's favorite song. Yeah, they've been married for a long time, and they would never get on the dance floor and dance. Darren would sit at the table, and Jackie would go off and dance. But when this song played, Darren would get up. So it was very cute. I know they're having some problems right now, so this song goes out to them. This is Chuck Woods with 7 Days Too Long. Thanks for listening.
First time I called you, girl, they said you wasn't home. And the second time I tried it, they say you want to be left alone. We had a lover's quarrel, yes we did.